Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to your hump day. By the way, getting some questions from some of you. Where's Lee? What have you done with him? Oh, he's down in the parking lot and locked in my trunk. No, he's on vacation. Do not panic. He will be back. And believe me, I am counting the hours as well. I love working with Lee. He's such a great guy. And what day is this? Wednesday? Yeah, Thursday is the day. This has been going on for years that I normally send Lee an email inviting him to come back now. Please come back now. All right, so President Trump at the NATO summit doing some unbelievable things. And when you put the whole Trump strategy together for our country, I get so excited. I literally have to just, you know, I want to go outside and run in circles like my six-year-old does when he, you know, I said, gotta go burn, he said, go burn the energy off. Okay. I said, go outside and run in circles. I was joking. And he started doing it. So he does. I say, you're too excited. He'll go, okay. He'll go run outside in circles. I feel like that. When you understand what the Trump strategy is long-term for our economy, you just, yeah, I just want to jump up and down like a little kid. I really do. And that's what he's pushing at NATO today. Let me give you the background here. Because when you understand this, you understand the potential for America, for manufacturing, for our economy, for expansion, that it has always been here. We just never understood how to get there. And really cool watching Heather Childress. She does the early morning show. And I've actually known Heather for years. She was a reporter in Charlotte with me. And Heather really gets it. And it's cool to watch her getting it on Fox News. I think she gets it better than a lot of the nighttime hosts. And here's Heather Childress explaining what is going on right now with NATO. You know, Trump's been saying for a long time, you know, other nations need to pay more. You're supposed to pay 2% of your GDP, you know, to be in NATO. And then we're going to joint collectively defend everybody. Well, what that ends up adding up to is us defending everybody. And Heather Childress is getting the Trump 3D international chess game here. Listen to what she says about what Trump is demanding. He's demanding they pay more, but he's also pointing out, hey, listen, we're on track by 2020 to be the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. Why is Germany not buying it from us? They're buying it from Russia. 70% of the German, you know, energy dollar budget is spent with Russia, and they just cut a new deal with Russia. That makes no sense. We've now got Eastern European bloc countries buying oil and natural gas from us. Works fine. We're loaded on the tanker. Works okay. No problems. Why does Germany expect us to pony up the biggest part of the bill for NATO? They're not paying 2% of their GDP. They spend 70% now, or they will, of their energy cost with Russia. And they turn around and want us to protect them from Russia. So Trump is trying to get a better deal for the taxpayer, but he's also simultaneously trying to open up markets for U.S. exports. And that's the thing that's going to be a game changer in this country. Take a listen.
It makes a lot of sense what he said, that Germany's spending, what, up to 70% of, you know, on their energy from Germany, but yet we're paying to protect, Germany's spending it on getting it from Russia, but yet we're spending money protecting Germany from Russia. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's right.
No, it doesn't. And that's what he's saying at this NATO summit.
We're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia.
Who are we protecting him from? Russia. Why? You don't want to buy our energy products, my friend. Protect yourself. Why are we paying the NATO, the biggest share of the NATO dues, 70%?
Where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. And I think that's very inappropriate. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately.
darn Skippy. So what else does he tie together with all of this? He then points out in the same speech, wasn't a speech, it was a statement. Oh, but you know, and by the way, we still have a massive trade deficit with you, Europeans. You're blocking our goods at your border. Or you're putting really high tariffs or significantly higher than ours or trade barriers to our goods. We don't put those on yours, not at that level. And so he's tying it all together for them in a way nobody has ever done before, not in my lifetime. He's saying, listen, we are carrying the biggest portion of the bill for NATO, 70%. You're buying your energy from the people you want us to pay to defend you from, and you're blocking our goods at the border. No more. It makes no sense. We're getting eaten alive. And we're racking up, what, $20 trillion in debt, the same size as the entire U.S. annual economy? Why? What do we get from Europe? We get nothing. We get nothing from Europe. We can't even sell our cars there. Not any significant, not in any significant way like they do here, not comparatively, because why? The tariffs are too high. The duties, the fees. So he's tying it all together. He sees all of these things as connected, and they are. And he sees the way to spur American manufacturing as let's open new markets. And when you look at our trade with Europe, I mean, you think China's bad? Europe's number two in blocking our goods at the border. They copy the Chinese model. We want access to the U.S. markets for our goods, but we don't want U.S. goods coming into our market to compete. Why? We will crush them. We just want fair trade. So he's tying it all together for them. Really cool here. This is a follow-up from Heather Childress as she explains it better, I think, than anybody else on television on Fox News in the morning. That's why I love watching her. Take a listen.
Well, President Trump's tough talk is not what many of these NATO leaders are used to hearing. A Wyoming senator and member of the Foreign Relations Committee, John Barrasso, says that it is helping the president do something that his predecessors couldn't get other countries to pay up.
The president is right. For too many years, NATO has not been doing enough. And President Trump is not the first person to say that. Dwight Eisenhower said that when he was president in the 50s. But Donald Trump is one of the first to ever actually get action. The NATO countries have paid $14 billion more now that he's in office per year than they did under President Obama, because President Trump's tough talk, America first, really made the difference. The U.S.
No, that's not it. It's the sanctions. It's the tariffs that made the difference. But anyway.
Shouldn't pay more.
Talk did nothing. Talk does nothing. They're like, oh, yes, that's nice. We'll move on now. We're going to continue robbing you blind. It's the tariffs and the threat of more. But anyway.
To defend the NATO alliance than the different NATO countries who are right there in the location do. They're supposed to go 2%. Very few of them have. Now many more are up to that level. But there's a lot that they haven't paid over the years, and it's time to catch up.
Time to catch up, yeah. Got cut off there at the end, yeah. So Trump has forcibly extracted $14 billion additional dollars out of these countries for NATO. I mean, that is no small feat. I mean, something no one mentions and he doesn't get credit for. He's going to win this, folks. You just wait. Just wait. Yeah, because those German auto manufacturers are freaking out about the tariffs and demanding that Angela Merkel, the head of Germany, go along with Trump. Lower the tariffs on American cars, for the love of God, so we can sell cars in America before we go broke. Oh, my God, I love this. I love this. I love watching this, and I can't wait to see what this is going to do to our economy when we can sell American cars competitively in European markets. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Time to make those liberal heads explode. What a pleasant and soothing, soothing sound that is. All right. Texter writes, and I'm sorry everybody is a little discombobulated here. One of the cool things that I've learned about us switching to the radio.com app, we're not on TuneIn anymore. And that's caused some confusion. People are having trouble finding us on Alexa for some reason. The good thing about switching is we own radio.com. And the reason we're switching is because we will actually be able to find out how many of you are listening to us, you know, streaming, not on an actual radio. And we've never been able to do that before, because when you listen on, you know, other places like TuneIn, and we're not on TuneIn anymore, we can't get that data. It's not ours. We don't own it. And I have been pleasantly surprised, in fact, shocked when we pulled the plug and, took the station off of those other, listening, streaming apps that we don't own. How many of you are not listening on terrestrial radio? You're listening on, whatever, your computer, you're listening on your phone. And I suspected those numbers were huge and were being missed in the books, in the ratings. And I'm seeing confirmation of that. So we, for the first time, are going to actually be able to know how big the listening audience is, which is exciting. But we're doing the switch over, and I know that's causing some confusion. And where are you? How do I find you? And I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on with Alexa. I'm going to talk to the management about that today after the show. Some people having trouble finding us on Alexa now, or you've been cut off your usual Alexa stream. I don't know. But I'm going to ask them to put a promo together to tell you what to do about it. Texter writes, where did this go? Can please explain why we have to wait until October to have a vote on SCOTUS? Why not August 1st? I mean, there's the August recess. I mean, 4 weeks they have to rest. I mean, it's just, yeah. Drop kick the recess. Really pisses me off. Excuse me. Really makes me angry. We have to go on a 4 week. No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't get a 4 week vacation. I get a 2 week. I get 2 weeks off all year. What's so special about Congress? Well, we have to go home. No, you don't. Sit around and do your job. I agree with you. You run into October, you run the risk something goes wrong. They got a vote problem, and now we're past the election. It's just great. It's Republican Party leadership stupid. That's what it is. It's just stupid. Why are we protecting Germany and France from Russia? Do we think it's likely Russia will invade a Western European country? Russia's not going to invade a Western European country. They don't have to. They could just cut off the energy and control them completely. In fact, they have cut off energy supplies over 20 times since the 1990s. So there's no reason to invade. And that's what Trump's saying. Trump was wailing on Russia, saying, listen, you expect us to pay 70% of the NATO bill to protect you mainly from Russia, and you're buying your oil and natural gas from Russia and not us. What the heck? I mean, you put yourself in a position where you're completely dependent on Russia. Russia has power over you through energy. And then you expect us to pay to protect you. It's great American stupid. And it's got to end. And Trump's point here is buy oil and natural gas from us. What you buying it from them for? And here's the other, this is the other great American stupid here. If you look at Russia, the combined oil and natural gas revenues that they take in is almost 80% of their GDP, their economy, whatever you want to call it. They don't do anything except organized crime and hacking the Department of Revenue here in South Carolina. I mean, that's what this Russia does. And I mean, so if Trump can get Russia, Germany and France and countries like that to buy from us instead of Russia, Russia goes broke. They're not going to be able to repair the tanks to roll them anywhere. And then we won't have to pay, and they won't have to pay, to protect the country from Russia via NATO. I mean, it's so much stupid. It's so much stupid. I mean, we're still operating on a model from 10 years ago when we thought we were at peak oil and we were going to have to use windmills or something. And so, yeah, that made sense then. It doesn't now. It doesn't. What we need to build is a big pipeline across the ocean like Europe asked us to. Texter writes, still listening to you in North Georgia via the new app. Oh, good. Is it working for you? It's radio.com. I hate you guys. I don't like that they called it radio.com because that implies that you have to go to a website. You can listen on the website, but it's actually an app. So you can go to the Google store and get the app and do it that way. But it's a radio.com app, and it's really easy to use once you download it. Still listening to you in North Georgia via the new app. Love the shows and information. Moved to Georgia for kids and work, but still think this is the best station. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Texter writes, welcome Democrat Party refugees. Hashtag walk away. Did you immigrate legally? Texter writes, I don't like radio.com. The forward and backward arrows do not work. No bells and whistles like TuneIn. We are working on all of that. And I've been saving these text messages. I actually just cut and paste them and send them up to the management. So We're going to have, I'm going to have a meeting about it today. I'm doing my absolute best with it. And I apologize. This comes down to us from corporate. And so we're left to deal with it. But I think long term, it's going to be a good thing. Texter writes, but if Russia cuts off their energy, won't they turn right around and buy it from us? That seems like a good thing. Yeah, that's exactly what they will do after causing enormous disruption. Look at what Russia has been doing here, too. And Russia just teamed up with OPEC and the Saudis to withhold supply so they could jack energy prices worldwide. You want to know why a barrel of oil costs that much? It doesn't actually cost that much. It's just Russia colluding with OPEC. OPEC used to be able to control the price of oil, but now Texas alone produces so much that they can't. We just laugh at them. So now Russia has to team up with OPEC to cut the price. So, again, they're doing it right now. I mean, they're literally jacking the price of oil artificially while these idiots in Germany and France cut deals with them. It's just so stupid. And Trump is right. He's right. Texter writes, hey, Tara, much like the Walking Dead analogy I sent you last year, this NATO-Trump decision is making waves akin to the bum friend you allow to stay in your house until they get back on their feet. Once they aren't forced out of their comfort zone, they get complacent. European nations are affording free health care and free college because we pay to defend them. Time to make the freeloader get a job, kick them out for their own good and ours. Love your show. Keep up the good fight. Thank you. So you've probably heard that Starbucks is eliminating plastic straws from all its stores. This is a headline from CNN Wire. This is an actual headline. Not joking. This is WGN9 in Chicago in their news service, CNN Wire. Just wire service. Headline, actual headline, Starbucks eliminating plastic straws from all stores, comma, introduces adult sippy cup. Adult sippy cup. Oh, boy. Plastic straws contribute to ocean pollution and pose a danger to marine life. Some governments have begun banning them. So Starbucks is going to eliminate 1 billion plastic straws per year and phase out like the dome cup. You've seen the top of the dome thing. Yeah, the management drinks Starbucks around here. It's the only way I know what it looks like. They're the only ones who can afford to drink it. It is outright. I went there one time. I've been there twice. I don't know. The cost of the coffee. I'm like, what is it? What do you get with it for that? Anyway, Starbucks has already committed $10 million to help develop recyclable, compostable cups. Adult sippy cups for hot drinks. Okay. Now, the reason for this, and I don't object to this. I love nature. I really do. The UK government said that 1 million birds and more than 100,000 sea mammals die each year from eating and getting tangled in plastic waste. Plastic straws that end up in our oceans have a devastating effect on species. All right, so that's cool. So then going to the adult sippy cup. Listen, if you are opposed to this, if you are outraged by this, right and left, they're taking your straw away from you. Now there's somewhere you can go to complain. Take a listen.
There are those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself. In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death." Patrick? Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
800-347-1063, text line 71307. I actually like the adult sippy cup concept. Yeah, my husband recently bought us both. We drink wine, and I have a long history of spilling mine. I spill everything. I'm the biggest klutz you ever want to meet. So he got us adult wine sippy cups. Right? I laughed when I saw it. I mean, they're not billed as that, but that's what they, I mean, they are. They're almost exactly what the kids drink from. Plastic and everything on top, and then it's got like a, it's like made out of steel, and it's a, oh, I don't know, some kind of, anyway, it keeps it cold. Oh, we love that thing. Love that thing. Knock it over, hardly spill anything. Yeah. So I don't know. Might be a good idea on Starbucks' part, right? Minimize the spill, because I'm going to spill. I am. Texture rates, just a matter of time. Starbucks will be selling reusable stainless steel straws to their customers. Brilliant. You know, Lee Rogers is one of those. A reusable stainless steel straw. At first, I was opposed to it, and I laughed at him. But then I thought, you know, that could double as a weapon. You could do some damage with that thing. You could. Texture rates, Starbucks is the home of the double liberal. I drink Black Rifle coffee. Is it good? Texture rates, Starbucks should just ban fish from getting straws with their coffee. No, they have to punish everybody. All right. Meanwhile, you got to love the irony. Oh, the irony. If only the mainstream media had a sense of irony. There's so many great stories out there they could be doing instead of ignoring like this one. Well, this particular angle they're ignoring anyway. Lisa Page, lover of Peter Strzok, you know, the insurance policy guy. I'm going to make sure that he didn't become president. Don't worry, I got this handled. Okay, what does the FBI do all day? They issue subpoenas to regular schmoes like us. You know, deplorables, the kind you see in Walmart. Trump voters, you know. People like us who deserve a subpoena. But are those for the FBI elite? Huh. Lisa Page is now refusing to testify before Congress. Congress has subpoenaed her. She says she's not showing up. She says she's not showing. Do you know how many people the FBI subpoenas every day? Do you know how many people she's subpoenas? She's an FBI lawyer. No, she's just not ready to answer questions. She's just, it's not convenient for her. Oh. Wonder if she would have accepted that excuse from a defendant. I somehow doubt it. Well, Freedom Caucus members, about five people in Congress who genuinely care, at least enough to speak out that we're in the middle of a coup to oust the president by people who think subpoenas don't apply to them. And they lost it yesterday. Mark Meadows, who I love, Representative Mark Meadows, lost his mind over this yesterday. Texting this, instead of responding to our request to explain the scope of the interview and provide sufficient notice to blah, 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 blah. That's the wrong one. Wait, where did it go? Sorry about that. All right, that got cut off by the printer. Darn, when I hate when that happens. Oh, here's his tweet. Okay. He summed it up in one short sentence on Twitter. We're choosing to ignore a congressional subpoena. Indefensible. And the weir is her and her lawyer. Bob Goodlatte, another Congress member. Lisa Page plans to blatantly defy a congressional subpoena by refusing to appear for her deposition. She is a key witness, and it is critical that she come before the House Judiciary to answer questions as part of an investigation. It appears she has something to hide. Yeah, you think? Here's Representative Ron DeSantis. Anti-Trump FBI lawyer Lisa Page is defying a congressional subpoena because she doesn't want to answer questions or be held accountable. Pathetic. Representative Jim Jordan tweets yesterday, Lisa Page ignores congressional subpoena, once again showing the double standard. One set of rules for regular Americans, a different set for the swamp. Here on the Terror Show, we call that the dual justice system. And Trump tweeted about it. I am on Air Force One, flying to NATO, and hear reports that the FBI lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are getting cold feet on testifying about the rigged witch hunt, headed by 13 angry Democrats and people who worked for Obama for 8 years. Total disgrace. Exclamation point. You know what kills me about this? This is the same Lisa Page we found out on Friday was sending out memos along with the lover, Peter Strzok, going back and forth saying, we've got to find dirt on people in the Trump campaign. so we can get a warrant to spy on him. Because they didn't have any dirt. So they had to find some. What do you think she used to get the information? To get the warrant to spy? I think she used a subpoena? Texter writes, wait, you think Lisa Page subpoenaed the warrant? I don't think that's how subpoenas work or warrant. No, I'm talking about a FISA warrant. Yeah. No, they used spying they did to get their hooks into Carter Page, subpoenaed him to come in, and then they used what he told them to get the FISA warrant. The whole point being, what the memo showed us, and this is the most significant thing so far, and it came out on Friday and got buried. The memos back and forth, they were saying, well, we got to go through each member of the Trump team, got to go through all the campaign staff, we got to find something on these people. That's a bombshell. Because the memos, some of the ones that were written about in The Hill, a liberal publication, the memos are dated after the 31st of July. In fact, some of them are dated right before he won and some right after. In other words, they didn't have anything on him or anyone around him. Like they told Congress they did. They told Congress when they launched this investigation in July, coincidentally the month that he was nominated by the Republican Party. Oh, yeah, we had other stuff besides the Hillary dossier. We totally didn't. Oh, we did. No, they didn't. That's what the memos say. And the other thing about the memos that is so disturbing is that they are going after the Trump campaign in bulk. Let's get everybody's names. Let's look at your list of names. I'll look at my list of names. We'll see what we got on them. Not we'll see, we have this about Russia. Let's see if we can corroborate it. No. Oh, and by the way, it came out yesterday. This is even crazier. Do you know that Mueller's top deputy, special counsel Robert Mueller's top deputy, Weissman, had begun interviewing people for their investigation into Trump, for obstruction of justice, Russia collusion, a month before Mueller was appointed by Rosenstein. A month before they started. Process that for a minute. There was no investigation until the day that Mueller was appointed. There was no official investigation. There was nothing. There was no basis for an investigation until Rosenstein, appointed him. Yet they had already started. That's just, wow. Well, you know what this is? Let me make it simple for you. This is opposition research. This is what it is. It's opposition research. And it's a tradition at the FBI. I mean, they'd always done it for Hillary. And remember the FBI Filegate? Look Filegate up. That's back before everything was electronic and it was easier to spy. They were illegally keeping files on political enemies of Bill and Hillary and those who might potentially challenge them in the future. They were illegally gathering those. And then they walked them out of the FBI and took him to the White House to give him to the Clintons. So many laws broken there, I can't even keep track of it. Nobody went to prison because nobody ever does. So, I mean, when Hillary runs, the tradition in America is the FBI does her opposition research, breaking multiple laws in the process. So this is nothing new. It's been going on since the 90s. Which means the people who did this in the 90s did the hiring for the next 20 years. I mean, it's hard to say how deep the infection inside the FBI goes. So now you got Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer involved in God knows how many subpoenas of Americans. I say, I'm not showing up for subpoena. Why would I do that? Actually, she's not stupid. Why should she do that? What's Congress going to do? It's not like there's going to be any punishment of any kind. It's not like they're going to hold her in contempt. I mean, that might offend somebody. Yeah, well, you know what's offensive? Swapping memos back and forth where just because you don't like the president, you decide that you and your lover and everyone around you are going to go after everybody on the Trump campaign until you find something. That's offensive. But right now, until Congress takes action, you know what you can conclude? Congress is fine with this. Yeah, if you're elite FBI, even if you've quit the FBI because of your crimes, you don't have to comply with subpoenas like regular Americans. Trust me, they don't take action on her. That's what they'll be saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.